Asacere sacha korimane. Nitaya koruna oe bengi Radha Krishna boy baby. Radha Krishna boy baby. Daro nitaya charana tukane. Nitaya charana satcha tara sevaka nitcha.
Nitaya charana satcha tara sevaka
nitcha. Nitaya para sara kuruasha.
Nitaya para
Tamo poro duki Nittai more koro suki
Nara tamo poro duki Nittai more koro suki
Rako ranga charanera pacha Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala.
Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala.
Ye chayaya jagachura hai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Paramahamsa Parvati Pacharya Osatada Satishi Shivad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Ki Jai. Friends, say, Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopagopata Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Vajavaram Kijai Jagadadasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shimani Lassi Devi Kijai Shivaita Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Primananda Hanikandu. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So welcome to Lord Nityananda's appearance day, Nityananda Trayodashi. And so we are here at Lord Nityananda's sitting place on the banks of the Radhakund, most auspicious place. So I'm going to read the translation to this poem that we just sang. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one can get the soothing moonlight not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda. He has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be the truth. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottama Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. So, as I mentioned, today is Lord Nityananda's glorious appearance day. So, we're going to speak a little bit about him from my notes here. So, Lord Nityananda, Omagana Timidandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So first we'll talk about what's called his ontological position, that means who he is. So he's considered to be the original Sankarshan. Sankarshan is another name of Balaram. Just like yesterday we were walking around and we saw Sankarshan Kund. Everybody remembers that? That's the Kund where all the water was kept that fell all over Braj when Indra was trying to kill the residents of Braj. So he has five different forms which are considered expansions. Mahasankarshan, that's Mahavishnu. Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Shesha, who renders personal service to the Supreme Personality of God in his different forms. And Sesha also, that is Balaram, renders service to Krishna through serving as his Brahmin thread, his clothes, the singhasana, the temple, and everything like that. So, we know about the quadruple forms of the Lord. It's a little philosophy for you. There's Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. So we have Krishna and Balaram, and then Prajuna and Aniruddha. So we have Krishna, and of course Balaram, a little information, Balaram serves as Krishna's older brother. And Lord Nityananda is also Lord Chaitanya's older brother. And the reason for that was that during the pastimes of Lord Ram, Lakshman, who is Nityananda, who is Balaram, Lakshman had to do a lot of things that Lord Ram was asking him to do that he didn't want to do. For example, Lakshman was asked to put Sita into the fire. Lakshman was asked to send Sita into the forest. So Lakshman said to Ram, if you want to give me any benedictions, I don't want to take birth or appear as your younger brother anymore. I want to appear as your older brother, because the younger brother is supposed to serve the older brother. Actually, Chutananda's watching right now. Haribol Chutananda. So I want to serve as your older brother because I don't like the instructions you give me. Now in the Vedic culture, the younger brother always has to listen to the older brother. In the West, it doesn't matter. You don't listen to any damn person. But, so therefore, we have Lakshman, who is Nityananda and Balaram, appear as the older brother. But the interesting thing is Krishna didn't follow that etiquette. Neither did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ordering Lord Nityananda to do different things, like go. For example, Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Bengal, not to stay in Jagannath Puri, or not to come to Jagannath Puri every year, just to stay and preach. And he disobeyed the order of Lord Chaitanya. But still, Lord Chaitanya ordered him, and sometimes even chastised him. I mean, Lord Nityananda was known as an avaduta. Also, that there's some instances when Lord Nityananda was in Navadvip, that he became so ecstatic in love of Godhead that he tore his clothes off. And he was just chanting the holy names, you know, without clothes. And Lord Chaitanya had to clothe him at that particular point. So he's known as an avadut. And as we mentioned before, he serves as the umbrella, bed, thread, pillow, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we appeared in a place called Radha Desh, and his father was Hadai Pandit, and his mother's name was Padmavati. And his father was so attached to him that his father would not let him go anywhere alone.
or with his mother. His father just kept him by his side all the time. And so when he was very young, his childhood activities or games were replicas of the pastimes of Krishna and Braj. And there's some instances described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mango that sometimes he acted as Lord Brahma, and he was praying to the demigods or praying to Krishna to appear. And so he enacted the pastimes of Krishna appearing as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. In fact, he even had the pastimes of Vasudeva and Devaki getting married. He imitated the pastimes of Krishna sucking the breast milk of Putana and killing Putana. Imitated the pastimes of the cart demon, the butter thief, the Kalyanag serpent, Taliban forest, Bakasura, Agasura, Vatsasura, lifting Govardhan Hill, even enacted the pastimes of stealing the gopis' clothes, and enacted pastimes of Narada Muni talking to Kamsa. So all these various pastimes from the 10th canto, he imitated. Even the gopis crying, Krishna entering Mathura and saving Kubja, and killing Kamsa, the Vamana story with Shukracharya. So one interesting story that's mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat is that he was depicting the pastimes of Lord Ram, and they built a bridge to Lanka to save Sita, and Lakshman, he was playing the part of Lakshman, and he was angry at Ravan, and Ravan fired something called, it was actually Lakshman who fired this, called the Shakti Shila weapon. And what happened is that Lakshman was knocked unconscious when this weapon was there. And Ram was in anxiety. And all the coward friends of Nityananda didn't know what to do because he was playing the part so well that he was practically appeared to be dead or unconscious or in a coma or something like that. So they didn't know what to do. Then one of his friends remembered that he should take the part or play the part of Hanuman and fly to the Himalayas and bring back this hill filled with the herbs to save Lakshman. And so then when he did that, he played that part, then Nityananda stood up again and started chanting. So for 12 years, he had his pastimes at home with his father and his friends. Then something very interesting happened. A sannyasi came to their home. Now, traditionally in India, if a sannyasi comes to your home, you have to give him whatever he asks for, even if it's your son, because he never asked for your daughter, so don't worry. So you don't have to worry. So even if it's your son, whatever, just like in the story of Lord Ramchandra, you have Visramitra Muni going to Dasarath's house or castle, and he asks for Ram. And Dasarath is so attached. And remember, this is very similar to the story of Hadai Pandit, who is the father of Lord Nityananda. Dasarath is so attached that he first refuses, and then eventually, by the instruction of Vasishtha Muni, his guru, he gives Ram. So this great attachment is there. So in a similar way, Hadai Pandit was asked by the sannyasi for a personal servant. The sannyasi said, I have no personal assistant, so please give me your son. And Hadai Pandit, following Vedic culture, gave his son, his dearmost son. So it's described when Lord Nityananda left home, Hadai Pandit fasted for 3 months, feeling the separation of Lord Nityananda. And of course, you may say that this is actually very, very cruel. Can we turn that down a little bit more? Because it's hard when I hear the Hare Krishna mantra to not chant. So, that's good. Come back. You can come back now. So one may say that Lord Nityananda was extremely cruel. I mean, how could you do that to your father, isn't it? But the reason for that was that he was evoking in his father the mood of viparlumba, which is the mood of separation. So you see, this is a continual theme in the Lord's pastimes, that Krishna leaves Vrindavan. Ram sends Sita Devi away. So many instances. Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas at 24 years of age when his wife was 16 years of age. It appears to be extremely cruel, isn't it? But because the remembrance of the Lord is non-different from the Lord, there is actually no separation. So Krishna never left the gopis. It's just that he wasn't manifest in front of their eyes. But for all intents and purposes, Krishna was there. Lord Nityananda was with his father in the same way. So for 20 years, Lord Nityananda went on pilgrimage. Went to Gaya, Vrindavan. There's a whole description of the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangal. Vrindavan, Hastinapur, Dwarka, Ayodhya, where he remembered his associate Guhaka. I don't know if any of you know who Guhaka is. He's one of the Nishadas. You know what a Nishada is? That means lower class forest dweller who is a friend of Lord Ram. Remember the story? Now from the Ramayana, anyone know the story? No. No. When Lord Ram was in Gurukula, the king of the Nishadas was there. The king of the forest dwellers was there. And he became very close to Lord Ram. So when Lord Ram actually left the kingdom to go in exile at the behest of Kaikeyi, first thing he did is he went to the Sarayu River, and Guhaka was there and helped him cross the river. Everybody remember that now or no? Those of you from India which should know this. Anyway, so Lakshman remembered, not Lakshman, I think, pastimes. Lord Nityananda remembered his pastimes as Lakshman. And he was feeling so much great separation from Guhaka, his great friend, he fainted for 3 days. Lord Nityananda didn't come back. This shows how much love Lord Nityananda has for all the devotees, regardless of their caste, regardless of whether they have a government job or not. But people don't think like that anymore. Nowadays, people think, you know, caste is important, prestige is important, job is important. But Lord Nityananda considered bhakti to be important. Anyway, little advertisement there. So then he visited Sri Parvata, and Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, cooked for Lord Nityananda. Amazing pilgrimage. He went to Bhadarik Ashram, and Vyasadev took care of him in Bhadarik Ashram. After he left, the Buddhists challenged him. And he was so angry with the Buddhists for being atheist, he kicked them all. So he was quite interesting. Some people say Lord Nityananda never got angry. He did get angry at the Buddhists or people who were offensive, he got angry with. Then, in his pilgrimages, he met the great Madhavendra Puri. We talked about Madhavendra Puri the other day, that Madhavendra Puri was the one who discovered Gopal, had Shirachori Gopinath steal the sweet rice for him. And he was the spiritual master. Ishwara Puri was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he met Madhavendra Puri, they both fainted and embraced each other and cried. And Madhavendra Puri's disciples couldn't understand what was happening with Guru Maharaj. They thought, what's happening with him? But he was in so much ecstasy, and they spent several days and nights talking about Krishna Katha. And finally, they left, and Lord Nityananda took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. So did Advaitacharya. So, anyway, so then he went to Jagannath Puri, and he saw Lord Jagannath with 4 arms. And then he came here. So here, he was waiting for Lord Chaitanya to manifest his pastimes as a devotee. Because Lord Chaitanya wanted to show the importance of accepting the spiritual master. So before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he was the greatest devotee of Krishna, that is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, he acted like a logician or someone who is, let's say, a philosopher, and Lord Chaitanya would defeat even the devotees. The devotees would run away from Lord Chaitanya, and they would pray. We pray that Nimai Pandit, he wasn't known as Lord Chaitanya at that time, will become a great devotee of the Lord. And so everyone prayed that he would become a devotee, because if he becomes a devotee, he can preach like anything. We were listening to a class of Srila Prabhupada's this morning that he was talking about preaching. And a devotee asked Prabhupada a question. Do devotees, it was actually TKG who asked him the question. It was actually an amazing class, because in this class, Bhakta Tirtha Maharaj was talking to Prabhupada how he was selling his books in all the different universities and colleges. And Prabhupada was extremely pleased. Then TKG asked Prabhupada a question. That's Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Asked Prabhupada a question. So on Ekadasi, do the devotees have to chant more rounds, like 25 rounds? And Prabhupada said, yeah. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, what about preaching? And then Prabhupada said, if they preach, they don't have to follow basically any rules and regulations. And he said, but don't take advantage of it. And then the devotees, then Tamal Krishna Maharaj and others began to tell Prabhupada about, remind Prabhupada about the story of Madhva Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, who was sick on Ekadasi and he didn't have the strength to go out and preach, and he was supposed to fast. And then basically Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur even allowed him to eat rice on Ekadasi to preach. So the importance of preaching Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya did not show his, ecstatic love of God until he actually took initiation from Ishwara Puri. So Lord Nityananda waited here until that point happened. So then, when that happened, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching Krishna consciousness. Lord Nityananda came to Nandanacharya's house in Navadweep, and he was hiding. Actually, Jayapataka Maharaj tells a story in a very interesting way. Anyway, so he was hiding, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my brother is here. You have to go find him. Everyone looked, and they couldn't find him. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know where he is. And they went to Nandanacharya's house, and they embraced each other, and they started their preaching the Sankirtan pastimes from that particular point. So Lord Chaitanya, it's very some very interesting stories about Lord Nityananda's pastimes. What is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time tested Srivas Thakur to see if he had faith in Lord Nityananda. Because as I mentioned before, Lord Nityananda was kind of unusual. Avaduta means he acted like the wind. He could, like I said, sometimes take off his clothes and run around chanting, so phew. So what happened is that Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas Thakur, I don't know why you're keeping this avaduta in your house. In fact, he was such an avaduta that, well, I'll tell that story later. It's actually not part of the story. But anyway, so he said to Srivas Thakur, you know, why do you let him in? You know, he's just like, no one knows his caste, no one knows where he's from, he acts crazy. And Srivas Thakur said, I will never be dissuaded from my conviction that Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if he goes into a liquor store or even if he marries a Muslim girl. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and said, you've attained my mercy by your faith in Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda actually agreed to become the son of Srivas Thakur and Malini, his wife. And the reason for that, we're in the middle of our fast. It's nice in the morning here, see, we're allowed to do anything we want. This is Mother Urmila, in case you haven't guessed. So, this is my mother. So, anyway, what happened is once upon a time, In Srivas Thakur's house, there was a kirtan going on. Big kirtan. And during this kirtan, Srivas Thakur's son died. Not so nice. Anyway, he died, and the women started crying. That's why we need the tissues. You know, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. You know, the women started crying, and Srivas Thakur said, "What's the problem?" And they said, "Your son has died." And he said, "I don't want to disturb Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. If you keep on crying, I'll give you something actually to cry about." So, my God, so very heavy guy. He was known as very heavy. And so, therefore, nothing happened. Then the kirtan ended, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Something happened in this house. So what happened?" And Srivas Thakur said, "No, nothing, just someone passed away." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Why didn't you tell me?" And Srivas Thakur said, "Basically, I didn't want to disturb your kirtan." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Where is he? Where's the person who passed away?" You know, the son of Srivas Thakur. So they went into the room, and he touched the body of Srivas Thakur and says, "Why did you leave?" And then Srivas Thakur's son got up and said, "Many, many lives I have passed, and now I have left during the kirtan, during your kirtan. And so I've gone back to Godhead, basically." And then he went down again, and he went back to Godhead. You can sit on the chair if you want. This is the chair there.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're online, too. So, Champika's watching us. She's watching us right now, yeah. Your Mataji said, "Haribo." So, what? I don't need another one. What? It's softer for my nose. Oh, the chair is no good? We should get a chair for it. Anyway. But the chair is not good or what? Oh. Anyway, it's nice to have another chair. You all right? The cushion. Give her a place on the cushion. Get her cushion for her. Yeah, sit on the chair. You know, you have to have proper respect. She's a god sister, whatever that means. So, anyway, so getting back to the point. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda said, from now on, we will be your children. Pretty interesting. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda acted as the children of Srivas Thakur. But Lord Nityananda acted in a way that was a little weird. From our perspective, he used to sit on the lap of Srivas Thakur's wife. Remember, he's over seven feet tall. And he's sitting on Srivas Thakur. Not only that, I hate to mention it, but he would just drink her breast milk. You know, he's an adult. Whoops, like... What's that? It's not my equipment. Where's that? We're not using a mic. It's their equipment here. So he would sit on her lap and drink her breast milk and shoo. And and as I mentioned, Srivas Thakur's wife, she was scared of Srivas Thakur. You can take pictures with your camera? Don't leave it on the floor. It's a spiritual phone. So what happened one time is that a crow stole the ghee pot. You know, a little crow or a big crow. Actually, in India, there's big crows like about this big. Stole the ghee pot. And she was worried that Srivas Thakur, her husband, was going to be very worried because he had a temper. And so Lord Nityananda said, "What's the problem?" And she said, "This crow has stolen the ghee pot." And then Lord Nityananda said to the crow, "Bring the ghee pot back." And so the crow brought it. Bhagipat back. Another time, Sachi Mata had a dream. And in that dream, she entered the deity room, and there she saw Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and Krishna and Balaram fighting. Like, you know, we're supposed to be the avatars or the appearance for now. So Krishna and Balaram, you get off the altar. So, you know, it's amazing. Amazing. Another story about Lord Nityananda. There's a story about Lord Nityananda and the dacoits. Once upon a time, because Lord Nityananda, as I mentioned before, was an avaduta, so he was supposedly not, he didn't formally or in a formal way take sannyas, jai Radhagopinath, Radhagopinath ki jai. But still he was called Nityananda Gosai, and he would dress in jewelry, earrings, very expensive stuff. So there were a bunch of dacoits who were thinking, let's steal from Lord Nityananda. So they were planning out. And Lord Nityananda was in someone's house having the kirtan every night. And so they thought, you know, that's the ideal time to steal. So they planned and planned. One night they went to steal and they saw these like 10-foot tall Vaikuntha guards just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they said, well, tonight's not the night. And so they, tomorrow night. So they came back another night. And that night they actually fell asleep. And then so the third time they came back, it started to rain like pus and went everything. And they became blind and fell in ditches and couldn't see anything. And the head dacoit, Gunda dacoit, thief, whatever you may call him, he said, oh my God, what am I going to do? And they went and apologized later on to Lord Nityananda, and they all became great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's a wonderful story of Lord Nityananda and the dacoits. Of course, the most famous story that everybody knows about is the story of Jagai and Madai. So Jagai and Madai previously had spiritual names. They were called Jagadananda, Madhavananda. So because they acted in reprehensible, means horrible ways. In other words, they would steal and kill, and it was just like so abominable, their activities, that everyone stayed away from them. However, Lord Chaitanya one time ordered Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda to go out and preach Krishna consciousness and preach to everyone. As we mentioned before, there's that verse, Dinahina Yata Chilo Harinam Udurila. Even if one is the most fallen, if they take up Harinam, they can become very elevated, completely elevated. We were talking about that yesterday. We were talking to the residents in Braj. Then in Lord Chaitanya's movement, there is no caste distinction. Lord Chaitanya had people from all the different castes take up Krishna consciousness. In fact, actually, I was listening to a class of Prabhupada yesterday or the day before. Prabhupada said, the reason the Qazi is the Muslim magistrate, arranged for the murdanga of Lord Chaitanya to be broken because he was very upset with the kirtan, wasn't because he was a Muslim. It was because of the Brahmins. Because he allowed the devotees to have kirtan. He just thought, you know, what is this kirtan? Bunch of chanting Hare Krishna, you know, whatever it is, you know, it doesn't matter. Because that kirtan never threatened the Muslims. It was the deities that actually they got upset with. So the kirtan wasn't something that really was what they wanted to stop. However, the people who wanted to stop the kirtan were the Brahmins. Because the Brahmins thought that if everyone can chant Hare Krishna and engage in spiritual activities, then our superlative position, you know, high position, will no longer be respected. Therefore, our sources of income will diminish. You know, that's really what behind basically all these different philosophical understandings, there's money. you know, as one person said, you follow the money trail, and then you can understand things very well. Just like you see here in Braj, you know, those who are Brahmins are asking, you know, Brahmin, give me Brahmin donation. And of course, I can go one up on them. I say, I'm a sannyasi, give sannyasi donation. So anyway, and they would, not only was it the Brahmins who asked the Kazi to break the Mridanga, but it was the Brahmins who wanted to kill Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was the Brahmins who were arranging for throwing stones at Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his party as they were doing parikrama. It was the Brahmins who arranged for the storekeepers to close their stores. So, basically, that was the problem. Anyway, so let's get back to Jagai and Madai. They had definitely lost their caste. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show, and Lord Nityananda wanted to show, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most munificent. As we chant every day, Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Jasena Maha. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the most munificent because you're giving pure love of Godhead out freely to everyone, not asking for any price. As it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this Panchatattva broke open the storehouse of love of God and distributed it freely, and understood that nobody could pay the price. Nobody was willing to pay the price. So anyway, so here's the story of Jagat Madai. So Lord Chaitanya said to Haridas Thakur, Lord Nityananda, you go out in Sankirtan. Ask everyone to chant the holy names. I mean, there wasn't book distribution at that time. So they would knock on people's doors and say, can you chant Hare Krishna? And then Lord Nityananda, he saw these two dacoits, Jagat Madai, and he said, well, we can really glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if we go to them and get them to chant. So they went, and Lord Nityananda said, please chant. And they got so angry, they started chasing Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And as they were chasing them, Haridas Thakur was jokingly chastising Lord Nityananda. He said, your Lord Chaitanya has asked me to go with you, with this avaduta. And look how much trouble he's gotten us in. I'm going to tell Lord Chaitanya on you. So, you know, they were joking. They were running and laughing with each other as these dacoits were running after them. It was quite interesting. Later on, of course, as you know the story goes, they approached Jagai and Madai, at least Lord Nityananda did, and Madai took like a broken pot and hit Lord Nityananda in the head. And Lord Nityananda was bleeding from his head being hit by this broken pot. And Madai was getting ready to do it again. And Jagai, he stopped him. He said, no, don't hit this avaduta. Don't hit this avaduta. So then after that, but Lord Chaitanya, they passed word to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that actually this is what happened to Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called. He said, chakra, you know, the Sudarshan chakra. And he was raising his hand, ready to fire the chakra at Jagai and Madai. And Lord Nityananda interceded. So as we often say, that forgiveness is one of the prime qualities of a Brahmin, of a devotee. Isn't it? To forgive is divine, as they say. So Lord Nityananda not only forgave, but he was actually compassionate. We can find that in our own lives, that if someone apparently offends you, attacks you, not that you sit around getting attacked, but you pray for their welfare while you're chanting Hare Krishna, it's very powerful chanting. Someone who thinks that they are your enemy. Because a Vaishnava is ajata-satrava. His enemy is never born. But if someone thinks you're their enemy, you pray for them. Someone's angry with you, blaspheming you, whatever, hates you. You say, my dear Lord Krishna, please forgive them for this. And so Lord Nityananda was doing this with Jagai and Madai. And of course, at that point, Lord Chaitanya didn't understand, at least by the pastime, that Jagai had actually tried to save Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Nityananda, then it was explained to Lord Chaitanya that Jagai actually tried to save him. And Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I give you pure love of God. And it's described that they were like two brothers. I mean, you couldn't separate them. So, and then Lord Nityananda said, what about Madai? And Madai later on, at that point, he begged for forgiveness, and Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya forgave him, and they became great devotees of the Lord at that point. Later on, Lord Chaitanya showed how he had forgiven Jagai and Madai when they asked him about the mercy he showed Jagai and Madai, and he turned black because of the sins he accepted. And he said to the devotees, what do I look like? They were looking at him strangely. And they said, you look like Krishna. And they said, chant Hare Krishna. And then he again turned his normal golden color. So the point is, we can also understand from chanting the Lord's holy names, all the sinful reactions fly away like little birds, or we chant and dance. And then later on, Jagai and Madai were given the duty to construct a ghat on the banks of the river, Madai Ghat. And they were serving because they felt so repentant, they became such great devotees, that they were serving the Vaishnavas, they would go bathe in the Ganges. Wonderful story. So, I will read here from the Chaitanya Bhagavat about it. Finally, this will be the last portion. Let me see. I got a lot here. Actually, a lot of stuff I talked about already. Let's get to later pastimes. We already talked about the pastimes of the Buddhists. That was interesting. Let's see what it says here about the Buddhists. I always like this story. How he kicked the Buddhists. Let's see. There's an elaborate description of all the places he went to. Shiva and Parvati served him, as I mentioned before. Anyway, we skipped through that. Okay, let me read the story about Madhavendra Puri that I mentioned before. It said, Lord Advaita Acharya himself is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. How can I describe the great spiritual love of Madhavendra Puri felt? Seeing Madhavendra Puri, Lord Nityananda at once fainted out of spiritual love and fell motionless. Seeing Lord Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri also fainted. He forgot who he was. Again and again, Lord Chaitanya declared, Madhavendra Puri is the root and trunk of the nectar kalpa vriksha tree of devotional service. Seeing Lord Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri both unconscious because of seeing each other, Ishwara Puri and the other disciples wept. Ishwara Puri, as I mentioned before, is Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. When they regained external vision, Lord Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri held each other's necks and wept. Tasting the nectar of love for Krishna, the two of them rolled in the sand. They called out, overcome with love for Krishna. A stream of love flowed from their eyes. The earth thought herself fortunate to be bathed by that stream. There was no end to their ecstatic symptoms of trembling tears and bodily hairs standing erect. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in their bodies. Wow. Lord Nityananda said, I have visited many holy places, but today I have attained the fruit of all those visits. Today my eyes have seen the feet of Madhavendra Puri. Now that I have seen the great spiritual love he bears, my life has become fortunate. Embracing Lord Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri gave no answer. His throat was blocked with tears of love. His spiritual love was such that Madhavendra Puri did not let Lord Nityananda leave his chest. Ishwara Puri, Brahmananda Puri, and all the other disciples were also filled with love for Lord Nityananda. In the past, Lord Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri had spoken with many saintly persons, but they had never seen this kind of love for Lord Krishna manifested on those persons' bodies. Speaking with wicked people, they became unhappy. After wandering in the forest, now they could see each other. Now all their unhappiness was destroyed. as they gazed at each other, pure love for Krishna became manifest within them. Lord Nityananda happily spent some days blissfully talking with Madhavendra Puri about Lord Krishna. Madhavendra Puri's descriptions of Lord Krishna were very wonderful. When he saw a dark rain cloud, Madhavendra Puri would fall unconscious day and night as if he were drunk on love for Krishna. He would laugh, weep, and call out, "Hey, hey, hey, hey." Lord Nityananda was also drunk by tasting the nectar of Lord Krishna. Again and again, he would tremble, fall on the ground, and laugh. Seeing these wonderful spiritual love of these two, the disciples chanted Hari Hari again and again. Drinking the nectar of love for Lord Krishna, they did not know whether it was day or night, what time it was, or in whose home they were staying. Who knows the conversations Lord Nityananda had with Madhavendra Puri? Only Lord Krishna knows. Madhavendra Puri could not leave Lord Nityananda's company. Again and again, he enjoyed pastimes with Lord Nityananda. Madhavendra Puri said, "I have never seen this kind of spiritual love. Wherever this love is present, all the holy places stay. Now I know that Lord Krishna is merciful to me. Now I have a friend like Nityananda. If Nityananda is present, then any place becomes Vaikuntha and all holy places. Whoever hears from a devotee like Nityananda will certainly attain Lord Krishna. Whoever has even a single sesame seed of hatred for Nityananda will not, even though he may be a devotee, be ever dear to Krishna." Shoo. And that reminds me of Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother. Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother was a devotee of Lord Krishna. But he didn't have faith in Lord Nityananda. And so Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at an old age, like 70 or 80 years age, just left home. And his brother fell down. I mean, he had committed offense against other devotees of Lord Nityananda, like Minaketan and Ramdas. Day and night, Madhavendra Puri spoke about Lord Nityananda in this way. His heart was filled with love for him. Lord Nityananda considered Madhavendra Puri his spiritual master. He did not think of anyone else in this way. After staying with Madhavendra Puri for some days, Lord Nityananda at last left for Setubandha. I think we'll end here. Tonight we're going to speak more in our class because we have our parikrama to go on right now. We haven't started the parikrama. But I thought it would be good. Normally we start the parikrama at Kundeshwara Mahadev, and we will do that today. But today we started at Lord Nityananda's sitting place because it is Lord Nityananda's appearance day. So we'll come back here, probably see the Abhishek. All glories to His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada. Lord Nityananda Ki Jai. Thank you all for joining us. Here we are at Lord Nityananda's appearance place. And you can see all the great Vaishnavas, Radha Gopinath, and Lord Nityananda's sitting place, right here. Lord Nityananda Ki Jai! Yeah.